and I just love singing out of you. So proud of being loved by you. And I just love that.
The project is called Frequent Mutilations, and it's based on a very long-running radio art program that existed on a Canadian radio station called CKMS, just outside of Toronto. And basically, the show was on for 25 years, probably more than that, and there was a crew of people that took turns producing an hour-long audio art piece for broadcast every week. So it started out with Frank Fowley and Ian Ferguson. And people like Terry Walters and Doug Horn, myself, Robert Trevisan, sort of picked up on it and started contributing to the show. So every week, a different person produced it. So it sounded different every week. And then as the show continued on air, the technology that it was produced on changed a great deal. So from starting out with scratchy old records and reel-to-reel tape machines, moved on to, you know, CDs, MP3s. The format stayed the same, but the sound changed, and the way it was produced changed. So I wanted to make something that was constantly in flux, like the radio show. So I've got four tape machines playing four reel-to-reel tape loops. Two of the loops stretch straight up about 8 or 9 feet and then go back into the machine, and two of the loops go up the same height and then out about 5 or 6 feet back into the machine. And out of the two different sizes, one of them is playing at 7.5 inches per second, one's playing 15. So each is a different duration, so they're constantly intersecting at different points. Every so often, I will change one of the loops to bring a new sound in. We took a lot of archival material and composed some of it myself. And basically, I just wanted to make it sound like the show sound. Yeah. So I've got individual sounds all sort of looping together to create a sort of a soundscape. So I'm just about to change the loop, and what I do with that is I have a fifth tape machine. Each of the four have a master reel with loops that have been timed out to be the right length. And so I cue one up, the one I want to change, and then I fade the channel down and put it on the machine, put it through my rigging, which is basically empty take-up reels mounted on top of mic stands that I can lower and raise to adjust for the size of the tape loop. I put it through the rigging, put it back here, and tape it together into a loop, and then thread the tape, readjust the rigging here so that it's flush against the tape heads.
Did you ever have any accidents, like you know, the tape breaking or?
All kinds of accidents. It happens all the time. It's part of the experience, you know. It's part of working with tape. Things are going to screw up, things are going to break, and you just roll with it.
So you have to practically spend most of your time here, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm.
So that's not an installation piece, like a performance piece, right?
When I want to sound fancy, I call it a performed installation.
Okay. So what are you going to be doing tonight then? You have an opening thing going on. No? You have an opening reception. Are
well,
you going to be actually doing the same thing as you always do, right?
Doing the same thing as I always do, just a little bit faster. I speed it up, and people like watching me cut the tape and run around. And there's piles of discarded loops everywhere, so I make a big mess. It's quite a scene. So I think I'm ready with this one. I'm just going to... So once I hit play, I just fade the loop back up.
Against this country has been detected. An attack warning. This is an attack warning.
I've had all kinds of influences on my artistic practice. As far as this specific piece goes, I would say it's really the people like Terry Walters and Doug Horn who created this show. I mean, that's really what I'm trying to capture, and that's really, I think, a lot of the techniques and a lot of the approaches they use, I tried to use in creating this piece. I really wanted to keep this about...
Same spirit, right?
Yeah, in the same spirit. And I like to think of this as a live version of the radio program or a new incarnation. It's no longer on the air anymore. It kind of got, there was some changes at the station and it kind of got pushed out the door.
Can people access your work online and listen to archives of your work?
Yes. There is a website, frequent-mutilations.com. It's got some archival episodes, some history about the show, and some clips from the live installation on it as well.
so proud of being loved by you. And I just love being proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved by you. And I just love being proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved by you. And I just love being proud of you. I'm so proud of being.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrew.
It was nice meeting you, Marie. Thank you very much.